they're there, even if the content is not used for 24 hours, even then, the responsible for an article will make it even then. But since the Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Buster b'chol," even the afer is usher. By burn, buster b'chol. Even the ashes are usher. Mm-hmm. So no sometimes it's done. Should be more makel than the ashes themselves. Mm-hmm. That's a good answer. It's a good answer, but that's not nogeya in meat absorbing, meat pot absorbing milk after 24 hours. There for sure it does not become buster b'chol.
I would just ask, and without understanding, the ashes, that is the remains of the material itself, but the tam is just a flavor.
It's probably mechagin. That's why we are mechagin. Okay. But the problem is that the Gemara seems to say, that the makor of nosing tam lefgam is from the din of that once a machalas asuris is not roi the achila, it's no longer asur. As you're learning tam pogum from the din that applies to the actual chepza of isur.
Ah.
So if that's so, where the chepza of isur is going to be asur, you can see that.
So they're connected, okay.
Yeah, that would be the connection.
Okay.
Right. The thing is, there's tons of psukim that talk about the person should be coarse at all,
yeah,
to people. The thing is, if let's say there was a country, they did something bad to Jewish people, and afterwards they give presents to the Jewish people to repay for what they did.
Yeah.
In that case, when Mashiach comes and Mashiach wants to punish his country, the fact that we took something from them, that gives us a here for course stuff afterwards. If we take nothing from these countries, in that case, we could punish them for what they did. But once they give a present, now it becomes problematic to punish them because we also have this course stuff for.
That's part of why the Gemara actually says you're not supposed to take the stucco from Goyim. The Gemara of Rabbi Basra says that don't take the stucco, don't give them bezuchos. Many people were against the German government. They still do to this day. They're Yugolite, they're Kugel, they get money from German reparations for the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Some people were very, very against it.
Because if a person divorce his course at all, in that case, if he damages himself, later on, if he, let's say Moshe punishes somebody that was supposed to have a course at all to them, then we, by punishing them, we damage ourselves. I heard that concept because
the Gemara says when you're Moser Din Al Chaveru, Moser Din Al Chaveru is when you ask Hashem to punish somebody else.
Yeah.
So you're Ma'ir or certain Midas at the end. But that really applies to other Jews. It really doesn't apply to the Yom HaZohar. I mean, we say when people are murdered, we say Hashem Yinkam Damo. Hashem should avenge the four people who were killed. Hashem should avenge their death. No, you don't say forgive.
How long do you say that for?
I don't know.
And people still say that by
Rabbi Chanan. People say Rabbi Chanan.
Yeah.
So they say it forever.
But they don't say it. They don't say it for like people 200 years ago.
It's interesting. Yeah, I don't know if there's any official...
Because the Chaya by Rabbi Chanan, there's people who are still alive.
Yeah, people still alive. She thinks totally on people.
No, I would think by Rabbi Chanan.
I don't know. I don't know. Interesting question. On the other hand, I mean, there are a lot of things I can say. I mean, for example, even Zichrono Livracha. We don't say Rashi Zichrono Livracha. Rambam. With Rambam. But we commonly don't talk about it. So that's also a fact. Like we don't use those things.
Some of the Hasidus are Swayam, and some of them are Musadik Swayam, like the Avraham Avinu, all of us, all of them.
Yeah.
No, it's...
Oh, the The Rambam himself uses all of the Shalom to be honest.
Yeah.
So why he drops that, I'm not sure. That's a good question.
You definitely don't say by Rabbi Kiva. You don't say Rabbi Kiva.
Shit, we haven't kept up. That's right.
This classic, right? Lavan, he tells to Yaakov that the daughters are mine, the children are mine.
Yep.
And the thing is, afterwards he says, oh, even though he's saying this, it's like everything he has is mine. And it's one aspect of this, and you could keep everything. Yeah, what's the chat? He started like saying, like, everything is mine, now I'm going to take it. Everything is mine, but you know what, take everything and go anyway.
Now this is a combination of threat and a proposal, because what he's saying is like this, there's a double meaning here. He's saying, why would I hurt them? Everything is mine. In other words, you're telling me I'm going to hurt your wives and hurt your children? It all belongs to me. Why would I hurt them?
But that would apply.
So he's saying, I wouldn't hurt them. Of course, they're mine. But at the same time, so they're mine. I'm not going to hurt them. They're mine. So he's both telling Yaakov, I'm not going to hurt them, but he's saying they belong to me.
And so why does he later on just say, okay, you can keep what is mine?
Because he's trying to communicate that I'm a great tzaddik. You're getting it from me. It's not yours. It's mine. I'm giving it to you. It's a very, very big difference. So you have to be beholden to me. You have to be grateful to me. You're getting it from me. Tremendous arrogant and a very threatening way of talking also.
And the thing is, Hashem just approached him and Hashem told him, don't say anything good or bad. And the thing is, Lavan walks away. Nothing, as far as I know, nothing happens to Lavan for just going against Hashem.
There is a covenant here, that neither side is ever going to wage war against
Yaakov. But Hashem, that's between Yaakov and Lavan. It's not Hashem, is like, you know.
The truth is, we don't know a lot of the history here. I mean, some midrashim say that Lavan is actually Bilam. Some midrashim say that. Now the Maral says, and all those midrashim, you know, they don't mean it's the same person. It means they have the same neshama, they have the same spiritual essence. It's not the same person in the guf.
I feel like Lavan is saying that everything you have is mine. Your money, your children, your daughter, your wives, everything you have is mine. He gave him a din, I felt like, of Eved Ivri. Because he said Eved Ivri owns himself, but all the children every Ivri makes, it belongs to the owner. Mm-hmm. So in a way, he basically, it's one last time, Yaakov says, he changed my wage. So now he changed the wage. He says, I'm going to give you a din of Eved Ivri from Loma Fred. But the thing is, even for Eved Ivri, can I ever definitely earn? He made him.
Everybody has to be owned by a Jew.
That's not even Eved Ivri, because Eved Ivri can only work 6 years, and he even transgressed that.
His pierced, he can work until yoga.
Over here, I felt that he sort of just said that, you know what? Like, I felt like that's what happened over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very gaivetic and threatening way of still talking, for sure.
Yeah. How many Yovelos were there? There can't have been so many. It must be like 5 or 6.
What do you mean? Since what?
From the beginning of time. It was only a din when Klal Yisrael
were... Oh, you're talking about the long
time? No. In Lavan's time, there weren't Yovelos.
Yeah, I know. So why do you say 5 or 6? I mean,
because it was until the goddess SS Swatu.
Yeah, good. So that's
how many years?
That's over 800 years. They had 800 years of yoga. Okay. So how many? That's 16.
It's not a lot.
Rabbi, why did Yaakov choose to stay extra 6 years to make a lot of sheep and to make a lot of wealth? Because the thing is, he should know that what happens at the end when he becomes wealthy. You know, Lavan is going to be okay with it. He should know that Lavan is going to, you know, try to pull another scheme. But the thing is, he you know, obviously Hashem will bless them more than Allah, and when that shift of wealth will happen, Yaakov should have known already, like, you know, like, why would I want to stay here longer?
I don't have a malach. It is a good kasha. I mean, the concept is, well, on the other hand, you know, and I was going to say that, why is he sticking around after, he gets Rachel, he gets Leah, all the kids are born, all the kids, except for Binyamin, who's not born anyway until he gets back. All the kids were born in the, before those 6 years. So, why doesn't he just, you know, head back to Eretz Yisrael right away? On the other hand, you see that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu that told him when to go back. So really, the catch is not on Yaakov. Now, I don't know, how does Yaakov know? I don't know exactly. Is it from the divine promise? Let's see.
Yeah, it says,
I will return. Well, yeah, does Yaakov know he's not supposed to go back until Hashem tells him? How do you know that specifically?
When he's in the
I will bring you back. So if Yaakov needs Hashem's commandment, now why Hashem waited? That's a good question too. But in a way, there's no kash on Yaakov because as soon as Hashem told him to go, he went.
Maybe Hashem told him.
Hashem didn't tell him to go until then.
But Hashem maybe told him that before it was his roshus. Now Hashem says, you no longer could stay here, now it's going to get very bad.
Yeah, so apparently Yaakov didn't understand. Yaakov understood that he needed a season. He cannot go back. This is his goal. So together. It's Maisa of a similar bond. What the forefathers go through is a sign for the children. They will follow. And until Hashem says, go back, he can't go back.
Do you say what Yosef said? He was like, Lahava and Ish is nothing. And now I'm okay. Now it's okay to go back. Because I can overcome myself. No.
So only after Yosef is born.
But then you're asking why.
That's correct. But again, the last six, Yosef was already, was already born. He didn't need the 6 years. Because Rachel and Leah were only married a week apart. Yaakov worked 7 years afterwards, but Rachel and Leah were married a week apart. Malaysia was up, means wait 1 week. So even Yosef was born before the sisters.
And Rabbi when Yaakov, I feel like the Yaakov, his parents told him that you should not take the woman of Canaanite. Obviously, take the woman from Paran, right? Paran.
Haran.
The Yaakov said his family from the family. My thing is this: so Yaakov, he wants to pick the best girls possible because these are going to be the honors for the nation. And he's like the pure seed, and the girls also be the pure seed. And all of a sudden, love of his seed to have a say, not only say in the daughters, which is understandable, he had very good daughters, but then he throws the shifkas in it. Now those shifkas become amos. And not only this, what if he bought them from Canada? Now all of a sudden, they did not go through a screening process at all. The Lavan could have picked them up who knows where.
Well, according to the Medrash, they actually were sisters. They actually were Lavan's children. The Medrash.
But the thing is, I felt like now we lowered our screening standards and whatever Lavan threw in. And not only this, it's not Lavan never mechuyev them to their children. All of a sudden, the Leah and Rachel, they themselves put the shifchas in there and they say have children from the shifchas. And the thing is, why did they do this? They could have said, you know what, we'll just wait until we bear all the children for Yaakov. And not only this, Yaakov could have agreed. What is Yaakov doing by saying, I'm going to allow the shifchas who are not from Sarah's family, who are not from Abraham's family, who knows where they're from? Obviously, I'm sure he checked into it. He must have checked into it. But the thing is, they were sort of like, they were very lucky when they got bought by Lavan in a way. Because all of a sudden, that sort of brought them into this position. But the thing is, I feel like Leah and Rachel should have been more selfish, and they could have said, all the children, all the shvatas will come from us. They were very generous just to say,
I hear what you're saying, but
they should have been.
I mean, who knows what the Ruach HaKodesh was, that they knew that it had to be from these four people. But,
considering it's a...
Unless there was some Ruach HaKodesh there or Nevuah, why would they agree to it?
Also, the ship was not...
Unlike Sarah, who had been married for 10 years without children, that's why Sarah agreed to Hagar. Here, there was no infertility that was really of any length.
I mean,
say there's a need for a ship.
Rachel had the infertility, like, maybe in the
beginning.
She started this thing, but in a way, it's not a... But in a way, it was sort of like giving opportunity for the going, you know, like...
Yeah, but they say, according to the message, Bila doesn't have to worry about those daughters.
And why would these daughters want to be shifchas to their sisters?
Yeah, that's true.
It's like a...
Of course, it's very unlikely that they would have been Canaanite shifchas.
Yeah. But all of a sudden, I felt like it was a... If he would have purchased, and there was nothing from stopping him from lying, you know, it was when he went to purchase the shifchas, in a way he had to say on all the amas for us, he had to say, because he could have purchased them anywhere, and they would have been able to have amas. And the thing is, he could have lied, and there was no. And the thing, in a way, Hashem entrusted him. This wicked person entrusted him to pick all the amas for us.
Okay, I see you made a fan of Lavan.
No. I feel like Lavan, Hashem trusted him to pick all the amas for us. And,
there must be some. As they say, I think I told you that many say Terech has special sechus. All parts of Klal Yisrael come from Terech. And the women, the Avos, and the Imais. Except for maybe Bill of Azobar, couldn't hear that. That's interesting. Somebody else.
Because I think maybe Lavan, since he was full of checker, he could see something that is not checker. Maybe the thing is, the fact that he was full of checker, he could see the nafkaminas. He could see somebody that's very close to checker and somebody that's far away from checker, and therefore maybe therefore he was able to pick the best, because I don't know.
Truth stood out, she said.
Yeah.
It was so, yeah. Okay. Right, yes, sure. Okay, thank you.